Welcome to Real Estate and You. I've got Chris Boyce with me from Boyce Carpets. We're going to talk about some flooring, how to save you a little money, and have a beautiful product. We'll be right back afterward from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better since you fixed my house up.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Hey, I've got to brag on Chris. What we did is we had a problem, got it fixed, but it ruined all my wood floors. It ruined most of the carpet. Said Chris. Well, actually, I talked to his dad, Frank. I've known Frank for a long, long time. It's a great, great family, great people.
And
I said, but I'm getting killed with my deductible. I'm getting killed with this. What are we going to do? And he said, let me show you what I can do. Picked out some wood floors, which were amazing.
Yes, sir.
And then wife picked out some carpet, which came in. I mean, got everything. But what I was most impressed with is you came over before everything happened, made sure everything was there, made sure the installers were doing what they wanted to do. And by the way, great installers.
Thank you.
Those two guys. They take their time. He said, we were a little bit slower, but we do it right. And I watched them because I had some other work done and it wasn't right. You know, where they had to put a cap over the wood. These guys did a great job. What kind of floor did we put in my house?
We put in some old hardwood floor.
There's some that has a plastic underneath it. I don't like that. A laminate?
We did not do the laminate. We did the real hardwood floor.
So it's just a direct glue down?
Yes, sir.
What is the difference, and why do they do laminates? Or is it cheaper?
The laminate is cheaper. It is cost effective, but to me personally, I don't like to put those down.
When you walk on them, you can hear it.
Yes, they are louder, and therefore, you put a sound barrier in between and a moisture barrier. But I would say it's more of an apartment grade, rental grade type of wannabe wood flooring.
Okay, so the stuff we did, that was it lapped together, and they do a little at a time, weigh it down, let it set. Next day, do a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And to make it fit. But I'm going to tell you the difference, too, is we pulled the baseboards. We put the baseboards back, and that's all we had to put back was the baseboards. And I don't know why it bugs me, but I walk in a house, I see the baseboards, and I see that quarter round on the next to the baseboard. That tells me, what does it tell you before I answer that?
It's just depending on the product that was down before then, but also it can be a quick fix.
That's what I thought it was, a quick fix. Just like on the ceiling right here, the popcorn.
Yeah.
You know why they put popcorn on the ceilings?
To hide imperfections.
That's exactly, because they do a quick mud job and they hide the imperfections. That's why I like the smooth ceilings, because you know, wow, they did it. That's why also when the baseboard fits perfect and the wood floor is not, there's no evidence of it even being there. To me, that somebody did a great installation.
Correct.
So, I don't know why. They just little stuff like that. The next thing is, let's talk about carpet.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, there's all different kinds. It's doing stairs. I know those guys, it's a different deal doing stairs, isn't it?
Oh, tricky.
And to do it right.
Absolutely. It fits perfect. Absolute art to do that.
But let's kind of go through a little bit, if you'll help me with here. Because I can go in a house that's 50 years old, and there's that old sculpture that's ugly.
Oh, yeah.
That old sculptured carpet. But it's still there, and it's still not worn out, really. So you can tell they made it really, really good back in the day.
Correct.
And I know we have I call the builder grade. But let's go and tell me the different ones that you have.
Oh, we start with an apartment / rental grade, builder grade, and go from there. The ones we use, my dad likes to pride himself on saying we can sell good carpet cheap. We can't sell cheap carpet cheap. So we can't sell a bad product at a low price. We start with the minimal grade and we go up from there. His thing in his life, being a Christian man, is always trying to be a blessing to people. So the price stays the same, whatever you're going to get, whatever skill you're going to get, our commission stays the same. We do not make a profit on selling you, upgrading you on a better carpet, a better pad, anything better. It always stays the same.
The different carpets, how they change, it seems like the fad. You know, it goes for a long, long time ago, before you two little babies were born. Shag was was the deal. You know, and now you look at it, oh, God, it's ugly. It was that golden green, either one of those.
They used to give you a free rake to rake your carpet when you bought
I believe it.
A household, yeah.
But that was the deal, though. And that's gone away. And then Berber came in.
Oof.
See, I'm not a Berber fan either, because if you get just a little pull, it just threw it. But it was huge. It was popular.
Like the women know it's like a pair of pantyhose. You catch a runner and it's not going to stop.
But is it still? You still sell a lot of Berber, or has it kind of gone away now?
It's gone away.
Good, because it was real popular too for a while.
It was.
So now you have probably your low plush. And then yes. What did I put? I don't even know what mine's called. It's in my house.
Yours is a similar to a Berber. It is a low profile. I think it was a dual loop.
Yeah, it looks, it looks good though.
Yeah, it looked phenomenal going in your game room, so especially the one I saw.
Yeah, it turned out real good. So if you were going to recommend somebody, said, hey, I got my four kids, and what carpet do you think is the best for me to put in my house? Oh, and my two dogs, of course.
I've got a couple different brands, but I would go with about probably a 26 ounce.
Explain what ounces mean.
Ounces, how much yarn there is per square inch.
Okay,
how tight it is together, and how tall it is.
So the more, the higher the number, the better.
Yes, and the more expensive.
Of course.
But, yeah, naturally. But yeah, I mean, your beginning grade is going to be about a 22 ounce that we sell. Going up to 65 ounce.
Wow.
Depending on traffic. And like I said, four kids and all. I would actually probably go about a 40 to 45 ounce. And it all depends on how well you take care of your carpet.
Not
white. No.
Yeah.
No. We have some multicolor blends that are phenomenal with hiding stains and tracking.